Election 2006 ushers in a record number of women to both the House and the Senate. There will be two more women senators, both Democrats, to make a total of 16. In the House, there will be a net gain of at least three more congresswomen, up from 67 to at least 70. Several races are still undecided. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi is poised to become the first woman Speaker of the House. Joining us to sort through what all this means is Debbie Walsh. She directs the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
Debbie, in a year when there was a solid Democratic sweep, would you have expected broader gains among women? Most of the women who were running were Democrats.
Well, what we did see was a story of party here, even in the women's races. While we do have 10 brand new women who've been elected to the House, eight of those women were Democrats. Only two were Republicans, and we saw no losses among the Democratic incumbent women, but we, in fact, did lose four Republican women from the House, and some of those, there are still some of these undecided races that involve Republican women, so there's the potential to lose even more. So it's a good news story for Democratic women and a not-so-good news story for the Republican women.
In past years, some elections have been considered, or at least one has been considered, the year of the woman. You wouldn't consider that the case this year?
Well, I think it's the year of the woman for different reasons this year. We saw in 1992, which was dubbed the year of the woman, we saw 19 new women coming into Congress. And I don't mean 19 new women. I actually mean a net gain of 19, which is far, far more than what we're seeing this year. So we haven't matched those numbers, but what we have done, obviously, is we've attained a level of leadership within Congress that we have never attained before.
How do you see the impact of Nancy Pelosi, who is about to become, by all measure, the new Speaker of the House?
Well, I think that what's terrific about hearing her now as she talks about her role as Speaker is that she's not shying away from this question of that she is the first woman. She's taking that on, and she's talking about the fact that this is sending a message to voters and to the general public that women can do anything. And I think that's, in that level, just a terrific model. And she also talks about the fact that she wants to comport herself in such a way as the first woman speaker that it won't be long before there is another woman speaker.
There were a record number of women running for state legislative office this year. Is that where you would look to find women in the pipeline who might eventually end up in Congress?
Absolutely. If you look at the women who are currently serving in Congress, over half of them came out of state legislatures or county government. So, yes, the pipeline is about moving up and through the system. I mean, one of the reasons we saw 92 as this, you know, stellar year was you had women who were already in elected positions. And when the opportunity of 92 came along with a tremendous number of open seats, a national focus on the problem of no women in the United States Senate on the Judiciary Committee when Anita Hill came to testify and it put a spotlight on that, you had women who were prepared to seize that opportunity. So you need those women in the pipeline, and that pipeline has to keep flowing to make sure that there are more women in Congress, and when Nancy Pelosi steps down eventually as Speaker of the House, that there are more women ready and waiting to rise to those kinds of high-level leadership positions.
Debbie Walsh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Debbie Walsh directs the Center for American Women and Politics at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Now for a trivia question. Who were the first women to serve in the U.S. House and Senate?
On the House side, it was Montana Republican Jeanette Rankin. She was elected in 1916, 90 years ago this week. After serving one term, she declined renomination and instead ran, unsuccessfully, for a Senate seat.
That wasn't the end of Jeanette Rankin's political career, however. 2 decades later, she ran again for the House and won on a staunch anti-war platform. Her pacifist views brought her fame and notoriety. She was the only person to have voted against U.S. entry into both world wars.
Now, the first female U.S. senator was Georgia Democrat Rebecca Felton. In a symbolic move, the 87-year-old Felton was appointed to fill a vacancy in the Senate. She took the oath of office on November 21, 1922, and served for just 24 hours.
She made good use of the day, offering the following prediction before the Senate chamber.
When the women of the country come in and sit with you, I pledge you that you will get ability, you will get integrity of purpose, you will get exalted patriotism, and you will get unstinted usefulness.